Urban Impact Shakes is part of Urban Impact, and these actors are in a production of Mid. I always want to be sure that we get it absolutely right. People put the apostrophe S in the wrong place. Midsummer Night's Dream. And let's meet who's here, and we'll just sort of go from one side to the other. Hello.
Hi, I'm Tiffany.
And I was going to just tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 21 years old. I am an intern for Shakes this summer. And during the school year, I work at the Western Pennsylvania School for Blind Children.
Excellent. And you're at live on Polish Hill.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that?
I like it a lot. I've lived there my whole life, so all 21 years.
Oh, you've seen some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Polish Hill's a fun neighborhood. Did you study acting? Tell me about your background.
The only acting I've studied has been with Shakes. This is my fifth year, so I've been here 5 of the 6 years. So we take acting classes there, and I just kind of came up in the program.
Well, excellent. Now we're going to say hello to you. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Melanie Taylor, and I'm 18. I graduated from Kappa High School, and I'm going to University of the Arts for directing, playwriting, and producing.
Congratulations. Where is University of the Arts?
It's in Philadelphia.
Have you, are you there now, or are you heading there?
Yeah, in the fall, for the fall.
Okay. Have you been there to check out Philly yet?
Yes. We had to go through like an audition process to be accepted into the school.
That had to be pretty exciting to do that. Do you think Kappa, how well did they prepare you to go there?
Very well. We have like different audition classes, and sometimes we have master classes where people come in and we either like perform for them and do different things. And there's different like opportunities throughout the school year to like be a part of different projects.
Well, excellent. I just noticed you put grade 13 on your form here. I looked at it for a minute, and I was thinking, wait a minute, you're not 13 years old. It's grade 13 that you put. What part of Pittsburgh are you from?
The north side.
Great. Thank you for being here. And then we have a couple guys, starting with you, sir.
Hello. My name is Ransom Townsend.
And tell me about yourself, Ransom.
Well, I am a recent graduate of University of Prep High School. I do Shakes.
That's two.
Yeah. I stand.
Tiffany's trying to give you, you two would be bad charades partners. Tiffany is strumming. I think she's trying to say you play guitar.
I'm trying to say he builds. He builds a lot with the set.
Oh, see, I'd be bad charade. I think it's Tiffany. I think the problem is Tiffany.
Yes, I'm Shake's technical intern this year. So
nice.
I'm involved a lot in the building of the set and that process.
Well, that takes a lot of work
yes.
to do that. Did you build the set for the play for Midsummer Night's Dream?
Yes. My boss, Adam, he's like the head technical director, so I'm just like following him around, and he's teaching me a lot of cool things about the set and how to build.
That's great. Now, you were at University Prep for the Derek Hardy years, the Principal Hardy years, and then you got a new principal a couple of years ago. Did the school change much?
Not really.
I don't want to put you on the spot. I know both men, and I know you prep pretty well.
Yeah, Principal Hardy, he was a good principal. A lot of kids liked him. Then when we got Mr. Horn, it was like iffy because he was new, and kids were just like, "We don't like this guy," but they ended up warming up to him, and he's a good principal.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
Change is tough sometimes, and there's a lot going on at UPrep. It's a big school, and there's a lot of different opportunities there. I have to compliment Ransom, too, on his willingness to have an SLB tattoo on his forehead.
Oh, yes.
Do you know that? You know that's there.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. wait a minute now. what's wrong with you girls? I just noticed that Tyler. Oh, you all? Do you all have tattoos? Mm-hmm. They all RSLB tattooed. Uh-huh. How nice. not on their faces though. But Tyler's got one right on his left cheek. Hello.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself.
My name is Tyler Wright. I'm obviously from Pittsburgh. I go to North Hills High School. I have a passion for acting, Star Wars, and Pokemon.
All those things. You could combine those in some way, right? Do them all at one time, maybe?
Maybe.
Have all of you been into the Pokemon thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
I did download it because I had to see what it was all about. And she's not over there, but my wife really wanted to... She immediately grabbed it and had to find one of those guys. Mm-hmm. I didn't give it access to my camera because I thought that might be a little creepy. And it gets more fun when you give it access to your camera, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you can see stuff. Mm-hmm. But I just, I don't know, it just seemed funny. Yeah. You know, like all those little guys would be looking at me. I just, that could happen. You just know, you know, my grandma. You guys all like acting. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of War of the Worlds?
Yes.
Yes.
That was a radio drama where they acted as if there was a lunar, or not a lunar, Martian. Yeah. Martians came and landed on Earth. My grandma was so afraid of that she would do things like she'd put a blanket over the radio so that they couldn't see her. She would do that on TVs, too.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was way ahead of her time, because now if you have a laptop, like with a camera in it, you know, people might be looking at you. Right. So I wish I could tell her, you know, back then we thought you were a little off, but you, now we know. So we're here to talk about Shakespeare and shakes. Urban Impact is right downtown. So tell me a little bit about what goes on.
Urban Impact is actually like right across the street.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always want to put you downtown. I'm sorry about that. Mm-hmm. You're actually, right here on the north side.
Right on the north side.
So tell me how Shakes works.
So Urban Impact in general is a nonprofit organization, and there are different areas. So we have like an academics department, an athletics department, and the performing arts, which is what Shakes is out of. And Shakes is a summer group that is made up of a select group of students who have participated in other performing arts classes, like acting classes, which are offered in the fall. They're either show interest or are asked to join Shakes. And yeah, so we spend the entire summer practicing Shakespeare. Like, it's crazy. Middle school and high school students choosing to dedicate their entire summer to putting on a Shakespearean play.
Yeah, that's not easy to Mm-mm. do Shakespeare either. Are you doing it in a traditional way, or have you updated it or changed it at all?
We put on a twist to Shakespeare so, like, people don't fall asleep during the show. Because Shakespeare is boring. And we want our audience to come and enjoy the show and leave with something to think about.
So you want to give them something other than the exact words or the exact... Yeah. So how do you do that? How do you make the change?
It's more of like in the actions or the way we say things.
Can you give me an example?
Instead of saying, "Thou art thou there," we would say, "Thou art thou there." That was bad acting, but it's like we put feeling in.
Have you heard of William Shatner?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, he was a guy that acted just like that. He made a lot of money and did a good job.
Bad acting.
No. So you'll change the inflection of the words, but do you ever change the words to the actual words?
No,
but we do. So we don't change the words. We do not cut corners whenever it comes to that. But we do have these things called stops, where an actor will literally say stop and stop the show, and the lights will come up, and then they'll be like, in this scene, this is what's happening.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then they like apply it to their life. And
so little helper angels mm-hmm. come down from the sky and tell you what's going on to help you interpret. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's
that's
pretty
nice.
Cool.
So like to be or not to be would just be like to be.
Or not to be.
Or not to be.
Do you do it differently every time? I imagine you probably do.
It changes from time to time. But
I'll bet. Melanie, it's okay. Melanie saying, I'm going to the University of the Arts. They're going to revoke my acceptance. And they won't. They're not going to revoke your acceptance. It's all going to be fun. There's a song?
Yeah. So we have, it's not a musical, but it is a play with music. And we often use, like we were talking about how to make the audience understand, we often use music to do that. And so, this song is like a medley of all of our songs.
A medley of all songs.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I'll get you ready to play guitar. Hang on one second here. That was my fault, Chad. I did that. I made our silent phone ring, which I shouldn't have done. But we'll fix that. I just didn't want it to ring while you were actually here. That would be bad. So you two are going to sing.
The boys may accompany you.
With some whistles. I like it. If you're just joining us, Urban Impact Shakes, they're doing Midsummer Night's Dream, and it's going to be opening up at the New Hazlett Theater on the 18th, just 5 days away, running through the 21st.
All right, ready? If we shadows have offended, think but this and all is mended. For in this wood where hearts be moved, true love never
and
did
run smooth. And though she is little, she is fierce. And when the words of yours do be in the flame of the reason,
give me your hands if we be friends, and Robin shall restore amends. So if you thought this play was dull, well then good night unto you all.
True love never did run smooth.
So now I'm singing this Bergamask.
True love never did run smooth.
Can't believe our show has
true
gone so
love
fast.
Never did run smooth.
So now I'm singing this Bergamask, can't believe our show has gone so fast.
That was lovely.
Holding
nice
it down with those
nice whistling. These guys could go on the road as a two-man show here coming up ahead. So what else would you like to say about life here in Pittsburgh or about theater, how theater helps you in life, anything? Well, I've got you here.
Well, with Urban Impact, they try to teach you how to kind of go into the theater world and not be broken down, like set up morals and follow Jesus. It's a Christian organization. And they help you kind of like apply that to your theater life, which, I mean, it doesn't mean that we're not going to like do different roles that aren't Christian, but like it just helps you to have a head like strong and not do drugs, don't drink too, like, and just like have like a really strong head on what God wants you to do and have a strong plan so you succeed in theater.
Well, you guys all seem to like each other too and to support each other. How many kids are involved in the show?
There are 14 people in the cast. So, yeah, and the ages range from our youngest is 12, and then our oldest student would be these two who are 18.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet all of you. Now, the play opens up at the New Hazlett Theater on August 18th, and it runs through the 21st. And we've linked to the ShowClicks site. I think it's just showclicks.com/event/dream is how you can find ticket information. Show times are 8 o'clock generally, although on the 21st it's at 2 o'clock
matinee.
Anything else you guys want to say?
I don't think so.
Any talents to display?
Oh, no.
Do you guys know? Ransom, what are you doing? Come fall, do you know?
I'm taking classes at CCAC, so I'm staying in Pittsburgh, for like 2 years, and I'm going to transfer to a four-year college for theater tech.
Excellent. Yeah, you were mentioning, the building that Tiffany was pantomiming before. And Tyler, you've got another, I guess, 2 years at North Hills High School.
Yep.
And do you know what you want to do after you get out?
I really want to go to, get a theater major, hopefully go to Cornish College.
Where's Cornish College?
It's in Seattle.
All right. Is their team the Game Hens? No, never
no
mind.
No idea.
The Cornish Game Hens. He just got it. Well, I want to thank you all for being here. And folks can learn more about Urban Impact probably by trying to think. It's UIFPGH. Is that right? What is Urban Impact's? I think it's UIFPGH.org. Excellent. Thank you all so much
us.
For being
Thank
here.
You. Come see our show.
Keep
everybody.
It real, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Do you want to whistle us out of this segment? These guys, I'm just going to walk away. Pretty good. Thank you. To Melody and Tyler and Ransom and Tiffany, and look for them and 10 other people. Urban Impact Shakes at the new Hazlett Theater opening August 18th through the 21st.
We'll be looking.